for a special
Love
edition.
Talk Radio.
It started a little too early. I hate that Blog Talk Radio thing. Don't you hate that, Ms. Gabriella?
Yeah, I do.
I know. Okay, well, let's try this one more again. And why are these people from Taco Bell going to send me this stupid thing? I'm on that Taco Bell program thing where they send you a special phone. And, mm-hmm. They, you know, if you do these things they want you to do or whatever, we get it. We'll call from this or text you, except no inventory. Okay, whatever. Anyway, back to the show. Sorry. Tonight's special show, we're doing something a little different. We started a show called Simps Anonymous. Now, this comes from a video series where you're supposed to try to help men find out their simpish ways and help them actually find the right woman. It's not to teach you how to be a player, because that's very disease-carrying and financially will rape your pockets if you get these females pregnant. You know, child support game in the United States is very lucrative. So tonight's title is Simps Anonymous, putting, as we say in here, pussy on a pedestal. Now, Ms. Gabriella, how you doing once again?
I'm fine.
You fine, that's it?
I mean, what am I supposed to say?
All right. The show
title. Okay, I'm well and dandy.
Okay, show title. What's your opinion on that?
I think that when men put that, like, I don't want to use that word, but when men put pussy on a pedestal, it makes them look desperate, makes them look really needy, and it actually turns a lot of women off, because like you said in the intro video, women will sit, they'll take advantage of that. They'll sit there and they'll be like, oh yeah, like they'll pretend they're interested in you so they can get free dinners off of you, and they'll take your gifts and everything, but they'll sit there and they'll be laughing at you. They'll sit there and be wearing that new dress that you bought her on a date with somebody else.
Okay. Now, let me add something before I continue. The phone number is 347-996-3350. If you would like to get chimed in to the show, press the number 1. That's the only way I'm going to know that you want to talk. It gives me a little indicator on the switchboard that you want to talk, and then I will let you in. If I do not see that indicator that you press the number 1, I'm going to assume that you're just listening, and I will not answer your call. So I want to make sure that I put that out there. Also, we have a poll going tonight for the people who is watching on Ustream. It's called Why Men Simp with Females. Number 1, raised to be a simp by their single mother. Number 2, no confidence in talking to women. 3, the thirst is real. And 4, all of the above. So far, one person voted all of the above. So we will continue to let you know the polling results tonight as the show goes on. Now, let's talk about what is a simp. Because, you know, a lot of people got that twisted, Ms. Gabriella. They really do. And one thing, especially a lot of black dudes have that's real messed up, is they think anything you defend that is, let's say, a black chick, you being a simp. It's a difference between defending a chick because, hey, you want to defend a woman, and being, you know, a true definition of a simp. Okay, well, number one, if a chick getting, like, bothered, a chick getting beat up, a chick getting all this other stuff, and you coming to her defense, that's not being a simp. That's just being an honorable dude. That's what men do, protect women. How is it that men of other races protect they women, but we don't, as black men? You being a simp. Now, a simp, and the same guy who's telling you you a simp is the same one who is tricking with these females. Now, a simp is just basically a trick. He trick off his money, he trick off his material possessions in hope to get her time and her body. That's all he does, and he would do it by any means necessary. He don't care what he says. He will be like, give example, one of the simping things that a lot of these guys do, especially online, hey, type of chick, how you doing? Okay, fine. There's nothing wrong telling a chick how you doing. But then if you're messaging this chick 30 minutes later, hey, I said hello, did you get my message? Man, now you're doing simping stuff right there. Then you're sending this chick all this, oh, as soon as I get home from work type of crap. That ain't for that kind of chick you just met online. Now, your wife, okay. Your girlfriend that you're in a relationship with, y'all doing good, okay. Was there some strange female online? Oh, girl, you so fine. I mean, telling these females you would drink they bath water type of stuff. Like, what's wrong with y'all? Like, who taught you that crap? Like, for real. And you wonder why these females use you. Like, seriously. They use you. They abuse you. Why? Because you're there. Why not? You know, in my opinion, women, use them every time you get a chance. Use every last one of them so they can learn their lesson. Because that's what they need. Now, Ms. Gabrielle, I know a lot of men will get mad at, Christian054 on Ustream, I can see it. Ms. Gabriella, I know a lot of men will get mad at me for saying that. But you know what? The best way to learn is from experience.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
You got to touch the stove a couple times, like the first time before you know not to do it again. So sometimes, I mean, I wouldn't recommend that you use a person because I wouldn't do it. But at the same what I usually do is I'll just tell a guy, hey, you're making yourself look really desperate and it's not attractive. And that's just what I do now because I used to put people on blast and be like, oh, you know, you're making yourself look stupid. But it makes a girl look like a hood rat when she puts guys on blast. So I just say, hey, you know, you make yourself look like a loser. You look desperate. And it's not working. I'm not attracted. Like, that's just making me not even want to date you. Because I actually put a video on YouTube today based on this guy that was just bothering me on Instagram. And he has sent me three videos talking about, hey, I want to talk to you and all that. And then he kept sending me messages, like, all the time. And I wouldn't reply to it. And he was like, oh, so you're ignoring me now? Why aren't you talking to me? I could make you happy and all that kind of stuff. Like, that kind of stuff is a total turn off the girl, which is strange because women always will say, oh, I want a man to pay attention to me. I want a man to worship me. I want a man to send me messages all the time. But really, most women, especially when you're first getting to know somebody, women are really turned off by that sort of thing.
Yeah, like, how you gonna send some strange female, okay, that is, you don't know, videos, telling them you care for them and do this for them and do that for them. Like, how do you know anything about her? You don't know if she's a man. You don't know. But you just automatically sending stuff to this chick. You know, and I don't get these dudes. And they'll do this stuff over and over and over again. And they wonder why they can't get a female. They wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you from the gate, get like, okay, let me tell you something about, like, women, okay, men, and why you shouldn't be putting them on this pedestal. If you got 100 dudes telling this one chick, oh, you fine, oh, you this, oh, you that, be the one dude, of course, you think the same way they're thinking, you just don't say it. You keep your mouth shut, you move around, move on by your business, right? Well, you know what? She would actually wonder, what is up with that dude that's not saying nothing to me? And she would pass up all the dudes that gave her all these compliments, how great she looked, and she would be probably want to know what's up with the dude that didn't even give her that much acknowledgement. Even though he thought the exact same thing like the other guys, he just didn't say it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird that women will do that, but they do that a lot. You know, because you don't seem like you're so doggone thirsty all the time. That's the thing. And dudes think being thirsty is something that is good. You know what I'm saying? Only low-grade chicks get impressed by them little stupid comments they leave online. Only low-grade chicks do all this outlandish stuff for likes on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever they're trying to put their stuff at. Only like hood rats. And then they get with these little hood rat chicks and then these hood rats play them or whatever, and then they want to get all mad. Then they want to go on YouTube and any other social media site and be like, man, these women hoes, man. Like this one dude told me today, man, black women hoes. I say, you setting yourself up right there to get played. I say, because you got that in your head, black women are hoes. Well, I say, what you think? Other groups of women ain't hoes either? It's a hoe in every race. I say, I guarantee you right now you can find any woman of any race selling sex right now. So if you can find that, or any woman can be a hoe. Well, there's a lot of black dudes that setting themselves up like that all the time. And they don't realize that, you know, a lot of these women, you know, they got some real devious females. They look for guys like that just so they could play. They don't realize that. There's a lot of female pimps out here. And female pimps, you like say, got the game on lock 10 times more because they lie better. They don't get caught like dudes get caught. You want to elaborate on that, Ms. Gabriella?
Oh, man. I mean, because the thing is that women do the same types of things that men do. They'll play somebody. They'll lead people on. They cheat on you. They do all the same things that men do. It's just that women are a little bit sneakier than men are. And because like a lot of men, they get comfortable and then they start to get sloppy. And that's why a lot of them get caught doing whatever it is they're doing. But women can actually be a lot more devious. And it's not just black women. It's women all across the board, because I've seen it firsthand, you know. Women can, because the way that men are, men love a lot harder than women. And if you break a man's heart, usually it's going to take him forever to recover from that. So, men, you got to be careful when you're dealing with women like that, because a lot of women will sit there and see you sitting around with your heart wide open, sending girls love notes, and she'll say, okay, this is one I could take advantage of. Let me see how far I can take this and see what I can get out of him. And a lot of women will sit there and get money, gifts, get their bills paid,
yep,
everything, just based on leading some guy on.
Yep. And then let me tell you something else that females be doing. Then females be getting together and be laughing at y'all dudes, straight laughing. They be showing each other text messages. Say, look at what this dude sent me, and be laughing at y'all. Then some of them get bold with it, and they put you on blast on Facebook or Twitter, YouTube, or whatever. They be putting y'all on blast all the time. I'm telling y'all still sending them chicks stuff. That's the worst thing you can do is be thirsty in this day and time with these females, is because they blasting y'all, and y'all don't get it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they be having a round table, and they want to laugh. They say, they pull out their cell phone, they be laughing at y'all.
I mean, that's what girls do, because it's like I always do. I don't put it outside for everybody to see, but of course, if somebody sends me something I think is just really crazy, like guys talking about, I'm gonna climb, I'll climb Mount Everest and cross the seven seas, and I'll kill
my
husband.
God, climb just, Mount Everest for a chick you don't know?
Yes, and they're like, oh, I'll do anything just to make you happy, and then I'll send it to my friend. They'll be like, what in the, like, what is this guy talking about? He doesn't even know you. Where is he at? Like, that's the worst part, too. When a guy will sit there and send a girl a message talking about how much he likes her and he wants to get with her, and you don't even know where this girl is, where she lives. Like,
exactly.
You guys could be on different...
And once again, you don't even know if you're talking to a girl. I keep telling y'all that.
Because there could be fake accounts, too. Because I've seen people take people's... you can steal people's pictures and make, like, fake accounts, and you can actually be a guy behind a girl's account. So you never know who you're really sending things to. So you should really get to know somebody and know where their head is at and know if they actually are interested in you before you start sending them the type of messages.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't make any sense to say all those nice things about somebody who could probably treat you like crap. Like, people don't even, nobody deserves that special treatment. Like, there's a difference.
No, like, you like, maybe, like, for your husband or wife.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're in a relationship, you're, you know, a girlfriend or boyfriend, you say, hey, I love you and all this kind of stuff. That's different. But for somebody you don't even know.
And then you said the person sent you a thing talking about Mount Everest. You should have asked them, have you ever been to Mount Everest? Just like being on a serious trip. You ever been there? How is it? You done messed their head up. Just ask them that one question. Have they ever been?
I mean, I always play with them sometimes. Not in the just for a little while and just like, okay, you know what, give up because it's not working. But because I always try to teach these guys a lesson, not in a mean way, but just say, hey, you know, you're making yourself look really bad. Don't do this again. I'm telling you for future reference, because I don't know any woman who would actually take that kind of, like, who would sit there and look at somebody posting a comment on her Instagram or on her Twitter and saying, oh, you're so fine, and writing a paragraph about, oh, you know, I'm going to buy you this, and I'll take you here, and I'll take you there. I don't know any girl who would actually take that kind of guy seriously. Like, they'll sit there, girls will entertain that kind of guy. They'll have him on their phone. They'll sit there and have these guys texting them and calling them all the time just so they can get a little self-esteem boost. But after they get bored with them, they just delete their number and move on.
They'll get bored and they'll move on, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's how girls are.
So I want to make sure I put this out here again for anybody watching on Ustream. On the line, the call is at 347-996-3350, and make sure you hit the 1 button. We looking at our poll going on, or why men simp with females. We got 2 votes for no confidence in talking to women and 3 votes for all of the above. So as we keep on looking at this poll, you know, I'll probably share my thoughts on this poll probably toward the end of the show. So, Ms. Gabrielle, let's break down that particular poll itself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel, in which I feel that way, there's a lot of dudes being raised with our dads, and so it's like a lot of their mamas that's single trying to mold their son into that man that they actually want.
That's what happens, actually. I've seen it happen firsthand. A lot of women will sit there and call their son, like, the man of the house or my little man, or, you know, they'll sit there and fill their son's head with all these stories like, oh, you need to buy flowers for a girl, and you need to take her here, and you need to take her to fancy restaurants, and you need to pay her rent. And she'll tell guys all these things that she wanted guys to do for her, but it never happened. Mm-hmm. And so she'll basically make her son so weak that he'll be able to be taken advantage of.
Exactly. That happens a lot. You know, that also contributes to a lot of why a lot of these younger dudes these days are so, you know, weak and feminized.
Mm-hmm.
I see calls coming in. Make sure you press the 1 button so I can know that you don't want to talk on the line, or you're just trying to listen. Because in the past, I've just let calls on, and, you know, people's like, oh, no, I'm just listening. So you can hit the 1 button. I really appreciate it. Or you can message me on Facebook. Say, hey, man, I'm on the line. I just want to get on. My area code is whatever, because I'm on Facebook as well, or you could tweet me or whatever you have going on. I had one just come in. Let's see, you know, this person is, hold on, let's see. I don't know if they're listening or what. Area code 302, you on the show?
Hey, Von Show, I was just listening.
Okay. All right. See, that's how I was talking about. Just trying to. All right, brother, thank you. See, if I don't see. Like, sometimes people are like, well, now I hit the button, but let me see what this one is doing. Air code 219, you got something to say, or you want to listen?
I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you. See, that's what I'm saying. So you have the, on this blog, what is that, Blog Talk Radio got this thing. Well, you can, like, sometimes that question mark can show up,
mm-hmm.
like in the thing. And that's when you know they hit that 1 button. But if they don't hit that 1 button, but every once in a while somebody say, hey, man, I've been holding on all this time, and I did hit the button and didn't show up, so that's why I did that. So anyway, about these moms, yeah, they're raising their sons like that, but then these sons are just straight thirsty from the gate. They thinking, oh, I got to start worshiping these females. I got to give them this and give them that. And then when they get around enough women that's like, man, they ain't feeling them like that, then they get, they like say, they be feelings hurt. And their mama's setting them up for failure from the gate. And that's why you had these dudes going online looking for saviors and heroes to speak for them, because they can't get a woman. And it's not because it's a group of women, because, you know, like at least in our community, you want to blame, oh, well, it's this group of women. No, it's you, dude. And a lot of times it's you because of your mama sometimes. Or your mama sat there and just, you know, blamed you for everything when you was growing up. She kind of messed you up. All kind of ways, and then you end up dating a chick, and she act just like your mama, and then now you pissed off at the world because you saw your mama in another chick that you was dating. So you just running wild over the place, but yet you look up, you're in the same position 7 years later, 8 years later, you can't get a female to save your life. Then you say, well, one, let's say like in our case, black females are messed up, they got attitude, they mildly, this and third. White chicks are better, Hispanic chicks are better, Asian chicks are better. But you can't get one of them either. And you don't sit there and think, why? Why can't I get one of them if I'm saying, okay, if black women out the equation, these other chicks don't have the mouth, the attitude, and all this other stuff, why can't you get one of them either? You know why you can't get one? Because it's you. Because other groups of women don't want a dude to be no simp either, because dudes that's like simps, they tricks. And a chick don't want to do it as a trick because she can control you. She know you weak. Like any woman, no matter what it is, want a dude that she feels going to protect her. Now, if she can control you but based off of just talking to you and make you do anything like she wants, then what about when she get in trouble and she can't save you? She needs you to save her, you know, whatever the situation may be. Now, I got a call with Gabriella. A person did hit one, so I let them on. Erico 514, you on the show?
Okay, I have something to say. I think it's good for a woman to raise her son the way she wants to see a man. I think the only thing that's important for the mom, she needs to teach to her son that self-respect. You know, if he sees like a girl doesn't treat him right, like she's only using him for his money, he should be like, he should have enough self-respect to say, you know what, I'm not going to stay in that situation. I'm just going to leave this girl by somebody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not a bad thing to raise your son the way you want to see a man in life. You know, you can have a good man who's, like, responsible. He wants to get somewhere in life. I don't think it's a bad thing, you know, to raise your son in the way you want to see a man. I mean, it shouldn't be that
bad.
Okay,
what you're saying basically is give him a good moral character, which any parent should do that, no whether you're male or female. But, you know, what I'm getting at is like you were saying, you don't raise your son to be the man that you want, a guy that's going to give you anything you want at any given time. You know, let this guy just cower down to anything some female tell him that has no vested interest in him, like what I mean, like his wife or his, you know, girlfriend that he's been with, you know, for a while or whatever.
Uh-huh.
A serious girlfriend. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. They got these dudes that some of them are raised to think that, well, mama say this the way it should be, so I'm going to sit up here and just, you know, give these females too much, you know, over-complimenting them, giving them, you know, stuff that they don't deserve. You know, even Sugar Free said you don't give females stuff for things they didn't do. And that's the problem with those dudes. They want to reward these chicks for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They didn't do nothing. Okay. Like, for instance, you don't give no chick no Louis bag for what? I don't care who she is. You don't give a crap. Like, you independent, go get it yourself. Go cut on that, who's that, Webby, right?
Oh, a lot of women, this is something I don't like about women. A lot of girls will sit there and be like, oh, I'm independent. I got my own house. I got my own car. Just like that song, work hard, two jobs, you a bad broad, all that, you know, as the song goes. But then you're always waiting for somebody to take you out to dinner, or you want somebody to buy you things, and you want somebody to take you on trips. But I thought you were independent.
Yeah, exactly. And my thing is, they want, like, accolades for that. Like, why you want an accolade for that? That's what you're supposed to do. That'd be
exactly
like me saying, hey, everybody, I feed myself. I go poop in the bathroom. Like, okay, that's what you're supposed to do. Who, you want a prize?
A lot of women do that. Like, I posted that on Facebook, and a lot of girls got mad. They said that I was going against feminism, but whatever. I mean, any responsible adult is supposed to have a job and take care of themselves. That's not something you need to be congratulated for.
You're going against feminism, man. Forget feminism. Any real man know about how feminism really is, but that's a separate subject. But, you know, with these mamas, you know, raising their sons like that, see, when the father's around, that's why we talk about the father being around or having a good relationship with the father. He not going to allow that. He going to raise his son and say, look, son, you know, you got to deal with women this way, talk to women that way. You don't give too much too soon. You know, I mean, your father going to school you, but the mama's going to mess you up. She is. I mean, if you let her really tell you, you know, not every mom, I'm going to say, but a lot of them have done that to these younger dudes. A lot of these, you know, young moms that even think that feminizing these kids, these boys, it's the way to go because they can't control them, and it's much easier. And the killing part about it, the younger chicks, that's their age group, is even cool with that. That even encourages that behavior. That's why you have so many dudes twisting their skirts now. You know, so that's definitely going to be on Tuesday night's show. We're going to go off on that. But you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because it's much easier to control a guy like that. That's why. And girls don't – a lot of girls are actually just looking for somebody they can control.
Yeah, and that's like what you're on some sort of power trip. I'm like, why you want to control a grown man for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want a man. So basically, you don't want a man. You want a grown boy.
Maybe they feel like they need to control him so he doesn't, like, go around and see other girls, you know. Maybe they're insecure.
So, okay. So, this is the thing. Let me ask you a question. Have any guys, like, hit you up online or whatever and be telling you, you know, like, being overly confident, you know, give you, what's the craziest compliment a dude ever gave you that you don't even know just out of the clear blue?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, like, any compliments when the guy haven't even met me first, I think that's, like, exaggerated, you know, like, you don't know me.
Okay, what's the craziest one that you remember?
I don't know. I cannot, on the spot, I cannot tell you. I have no idea. It's like,
So basically what you're saying is you can't stand when dudes give you just random compliments out of the blue without even knowing you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, I can't. It's like,
and that's
why
I be telling these dudes, stop telling these chicks they look good on a first rip. Like, if you want to speak to them, just say, hey, how you doing? Like, let your conversation reel them in. If your conversation can't reel this chick in within 5 to 7 minutes, then move on. You don't have to give her a compliment. Like, you don't want to stroke these females' ego either. That's why I keep telling dudes, stop stroking their ego. I mean, because you make them, that's why you got all these chicks that look like a bag of nickels hit them in the face thinking they fine. It's because y'all thirsty dudes simping over these females online. It's like crazy.
They'll sit there and send you a message like, good morning, beautiful. How you doing, gorgeous?
Yeah, I know.
Like what is all that for? Just talk to me like I'm a human being and not a girl. Women don't like, I mean, maybe some girls with low self-esteem that want to take advantage of you will listen to that kind of stuff, but a woman who's like, confident and gets compliments all the time, it actually gets annoying.
Yeah, like, it's too much. Like, I don't know. Like, don't tell me I'm beautiful every, like, 5 seconds. Like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, it's like those dudes have no conversation. It's like those dudes have no conversation at all. They don't.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, after you tell a chick she beautiful all day, then what? Life than just her looks.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest. If a guy, I see that a guy calls me beautiful, gorgeous, I'm going to be, you know what? Okay, I'm going to use that against him. You know, I could use that against him if I wanted to. I'll be like, oh, you know, like, he calls me beautiful, gorgeous. You know, I could totally use that against him, like, tell him to buy me stuff. You know, I could use him. I could totally use him, but I'm not going to do it. Hold on.
There you go. I just said it.
What is it you would probably do if you want to, just because he opened himself up to that by just, you know, overly complimenting you and simping from the gate? What would you do?
I would play the game, you know? He called me beautiful. I would, like, use, like, a sweet talk and say, oh, you know, I would like to get this, or I could buy my own stuff, but, you know, if he calls me like that, maybe I could use a way and get whatever I want, you know? It's like that, you know, don't, like, boost me up. I could buy my own stuff, but if you're, like, coming at me, call me beautiful, tell me I'm so nice, I'm just gonna say, you know what, let's go with it, and I'm just gonna use you after that. Like, I don't want this type of man, but if you give me the opportunity, I could totally use it if I wanted to. But I'm not that evil, so I'm not going to go all the way. That's it.
Okay. Maybe you won't, but a lot of chicks will.
A lot of girls
okay?
will.
And because, like I said before, you opening your wallet to a chick you don't know, so she's going to sit there and play you. And see, fellas, you hearing it from women's mouth. They're telling you from the gate, if you open yourself up like that, you will get played. And like I said, I really don't have an issue with it. Because, like I say, hey, you just got took. Learn from it and move on. Simple as that. Let me see here. Hold on. Now, a person hit one. I guess they had an issue with what I just said or what you said. Let me let this other caller in. Area code 302, you on the show.
Nah, Vice, I had a problem with what you said. I just want to talk about what the lady said. She said she don't like it when people say, good morning, beautiful.
I don't.
I'm like, My boy told me, this is my boy, like, he could talk to 10 girls right now, and they all fall in love with him. And he always tells me, yo, girls love compliments, man. Like, when you tell them good morning, just don't say good morning. Say good morning, beautiful, or, like, good morning, gorgeous, and all that stuff. So, I mean, he told me to say that kind of stuff, and it kind of worked for me. But then again, I'm young, so, you know, I'm messing with young girls, so I don't know if that works for the adults, too.
But how do you know they're not using you?
Huh?
Exactly.
How do you know what, exactly, they could just be using you, or just, they just want you just to be another contact on their phone, because a lot of girls will just collect phone numbers just so they have somebody to text when they're bored. And they say, okay, well, I'm bored, I can text guy number three, and I know he's going to just gas my head up with compliments. So how do you know?
It's like this, like, most girls I talk to like that, if I talk to 10 girls like that, I'm at least, like, get with 4 or 5 of them, at least. And, like, the other 5, I would just cut off. I would just cut them off because I already know where it's going.
So, well, hey, man, my wife listening to what you're saying, she's saying those 10 chicks you talking to got multiple dudes, too.
Exactly.
See, the thing is, a lot of dudes like me, like, this is the thing. It was a challenge for me to say, okay, I want my conversation to be so good that she's willing to give me her phone number without me asking. That was the challenge. And if you challenge yourself like that, like talk to her so good that she's willing to offer her phone number to you or wanting to talk to you without you just coming off the gate about her looks. Because to me, you're not saying that when you say she look good. You're really not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, good morning, beautiful. Why can't you just say, you know, hey, good morning, and leave it at that? If she don't respond, okay, she don't respond. You know what I'm saying?
But
you ain't got to come.
I also want to say this, though. Like, when you try, like, for me, like, when I try to talk to a girl, like, I have talked to girls that so well that they gave me their number or they wanted to call me. But another thing that's important when a dude's trying to get with a girl, they should get with a girl that's like, the personalities are, like, similar. Because I talk to, you know, plenty of girls, and they fall in love with me because I can keep up a good conversation. But then they fall out of love because our personalities are not very similar, so we don't have any fun.
I wouldn't say they fall in love with you. I just say that they might be interested in getting to know you. Because they can, quote-unquote, fall in love with you and then fall out of love with you, they never really liked you that much to begin with. So that, I would just call that they were just interested in getting to know you, and you guys saw that it wasn't going to work out, and you just parted ways. That's just how life is. But I think it's just because you're young, and so dating is a little bit different in high school.
And women are the same. It's just a difference with the younger chicks these days. It's just, you know, actually, believe it or not, the younger chicks, just based off their mentality, in my opinion, they're actually a lot easier to fool with than somebody, let's say my age, who already know your game already.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Good Morning Beautiful still, she's like, oh, I already know what he on. I mean, she can look at your body language to read you.
Because if a guy is
like a younger chick
all the time, he just wants sex from you. That's usually what it is. And girls say, okay, well, he's just trying to get sex out of me. And then they just treat you accordingly because you're not really trying to get to know them as a person.
Were you talking about, like, a younger girl or who already knows what you're going to talk about or, like, an older person?
Well, if a younger woman don't know a guy, what are you trying to pull, and she's, like, my age or even in her late 20s, I'm going to say, or older, then something wrong with her. But most women know, you know, by that time they had a little experience to know they can look at a guy and tell he on, especially with that text messaging. How he's texting and how aggressive he's being. Because some of these guys are a little too overly aggressive. Like I told this one dude, I was like, hey, man, I told him, when you try to talk to a chick, I said, how quick you try to ask for her number? Shoot, I'm trying to ask for her number from the rip. I said, why? Because, man, I got to get that number, man. I got to get it. I ain't got time. I said, yes, you do. I said, what's the rush? You know what I'm saying? That chick going to make you thirsty from the jump. She don't even know you're asking for her number. I say, let your conversation, man, be so interesting to this chick that she'll want to give you the number. But if you're not interested to the, and that's a lot of the problem with these guys today. What, they don't establish themselves as men, and so they really not as interesting. Like, think about it. You know, I don't care what these women's financial position is. You got a dude talking to a chick. It's nothing about him that's attracting her. All he could talk about is the movies and Maybe he'll buy her some weave or whatever he may buy. But she got other dudes. Yeah, weave. Hey, you think I'm telling you these simp dudes will pay for weave.
Yes, I would never ask my boyfriend or any man to buy me a weave. That would be, like, unacceptable. I would buy my own weave, never.
Man, yeah, they buy weave. Don't you think that? I'm telling you, so you get out of love.
Oh, they would. They would. I mean, some girls will sit there and be like, oh, you going to buy me some of that Brazilian?
I ain't talking about no movie. I'm talking about real life. Say, somebody turn that down. Whoever got that thing turned up. Anyway, now these dudes will buy weave. Like, they give them the money for it. Oh, you want to go ahead and get your weave done? And give them the money. I'm not saying they're going to take her there and sit her down with her. No. But they'll give her the money for it. A lot of these dudes be paying for nails. These dudes be paying car notes. These dudes be paying rent. These dudes be paying all kinds of stuff. Like, this one dude had me laughing. Like, I know, but see, you older dude, he know the game. He said, this chick he barely met gave it up to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, of course, I'm going to take it. He said, then the next day, she asked me to come to her house. She had her bills on the table. Mm-hmm. And he said, I knew what she was on. So then she said, I looked at it. And she said, you know, I sure need some help with these bills. And he said, he told her, really? I said, I need some help of mine. he said, you're not going to help me pay a bill? He said, no. Yeah, but I gave you some. Yeah. He said, but you're not going to help me with a bill? He said, no, I'm not. You ain't my chick. Oh, we just did what we did. And he said, he burst out. I say, see, you know the game. But younger dudes will sit there and they're paying them light bill or paying their cell phone bill. It's just $100. Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
Dudes that will. They got some chicks, I'm telling you. They got one dude for the light bill, one dude for the cell phone bill, one dude for the car, no, one dude for the... You laughing because you know that's true.
I'm laughing because that sounds ridiculous.
It ain't ridiculous because it's true. I've seen it. I've seen chicks say, you know, I've seen chicks be straight up and say, let me call so-and-so. Let me go ahead and get this light bill paid. Mm. I've seen it happen. I say, man, you like that? Like, yeah, you stupid enough to pay for it. And then they got some chicks. They got dudes that's so dumb, they don't even have to give it up to the dude at all. They can just make him think he's going to get some, and they'll pay them bills.
Oh,
and my wife shaking her head, yeah. It's because it's the truth. They got some old simp dudes out there. That's sad. And then what she doing, she giving it up to a dude ain't giving her no time, ain't paying attention to her, so he's falling behind him. He may answer her back. He may not. That's a dude that's getting it all day from this chick. You giving this chick all kind of stuff, paying her bills. But that's a funny part. That's a funny part, man. I can't help but laugh at it because it's sad.
Some girls will be sitting there having sex with a guy in an apartment that was paid for by somebody else.
Yeah, by another dude. Yeah. Or she's sitting up there. Or the dude. This killer part about it. This chick sitting up there answering the dude that paid for her cell phone while old boy knocking her bottom out.
We'll be telling him to be quiet for a second.
I'm laughing because it's sad, but it's true. Like, it's just the truth. We talk about the truth on here. So it's just it's true.
He's smart. He's a smart, whoever that person was, she's a smart chick.
I'm telling you, like I said, at my age, I've seen chick pull a lot of stuff. And I'm like, wow. I said, that's crazy. I say, and some of them are bold with it. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got somebody else open. Before I let this call in, the phone number is 347-996-3350. Make sure you hit the number one so I know that you are on the line, and we will go from there. Also, you know, those on Ustream, we got the poll going on. I'm going to check up what the results is. So far, why men simp with females? I got 4 votes saying no confidence in talking to women. And the other one say all the above, which is raised to be a simp by the single mother. No confidence talking to women, the thirst is real. So let me get here to this next call from the 601. 601, Erico, you're on the show. Erico 601? Well, I guess they got off of the line. Is Gabriella still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anyway, yeah, by those dudes, man. They sit there and they paying for bills while a dude ain't paying this chick nothing. He don't take her out on no date. He don't take her to the movie. He don't do nothing. He just show up and just sit up there having sex with the woman. Then she up there cooking him meals, doing everything for him, making him a grilled cheese sandwich. She don't make your behind nothing. You always taking her to Chili, paying for a meal all the time. She don't think about cooking nothing for you, but you up there paying her light bill.
See, the thing is, the guys have to learn how to find the balance between, because I don't think, I mean, it's not right to sit there and ignore a girl. Because eventually she's gonna move on. If she has any type of sense, she's going to move on and be like, okay, this guy isn't giving me any time. He really doesn't care about me. If she was smart, she'll say, okay, this is not working, and she'll leave. But then being too thirsty is not attractive either. So you have to find the balance between showing up. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, okay, I'm interested in you. You like me. I like you. Let's see how it's going to go. And people don't understand that it's okay to show interest, but not to just go way, way, way overboard for someone who doesn't even know your last name.
Well, it's when somebody say ignore, it's like you said, it's a balance, and it depends on where you at. Now, if you want to like you want to have a serious relationship, stuff like that, then of course you let the woman know up front. Well, look, I'm looking for a serious relationship. Okay, this is what I want to do, and you saw I'm looking to get to know you, you know, as a woman. So when you're on that tip like serious relationship, you let her know up front. That don't mean you start simping either just because you're looking for a serious relationship. You're just trying to get to know her. I'm going to tell you something. A real woman not going to ask you for nothing, and she's not going to take nothing from you. If she got her hand out from the gate, then that's not nothing you want at all. A good woman won't allow you to start spending money on her because she's going to feel like, man, that I don't feel right by that at all. I buy my own stuff. I work. I don't need nothing from nobody. Because I don't want to feel like I'm obligated because, you know, a lot of guys do that, spend money too, so they can get this woman a feeling obligated to give them some sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of games guys play, and sometimes a lot of women fall for it. They're like, you know, well, I paid for this movie. I mean, at least you can do, you know what I'm saying?
A movie?
Hey, females are giving it up for compliments on Facebook. And nothing. That's right. My wife said, and nothing. So you ain't just because. Oh, he said I look nice. And she bent over.
Oh, wow. Wild girl.
You saying, oh, wow, Miss Gabriella, but like I said, I'm telling you some real world stuff.
I know. I'm just saying it's so far-fetched from what I would do. But I know there's girls out there who will sit there and they'll do it all for just because, like, they don't even, nowadays, sex is so easy to get that I'm pretty sure eventually guys are going to get tired of it. Because you can get it so easily now.
Well, you do get to a point, okay, you get sick and tired of females. And then when you get sick and tired of them, that's when you're like, okay, I just want one man that's going to treat me right. Now I'm sick of these hoes. You do get to that point when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at that point right now.
Oh, really? Okay, you sick of these hoes?
But you have girls on your phone.
Okay. Well, what kind of females are you looking for? Are you trying to settle down, bro?
I mean, I have a girlfriend right now. I think she's all I want. I just want a girl that's like, accept me for me. You know?
Yeah.
I like, you know, she doesn't like, she's like easy to get along with and like easy to talk to. And like, she doesn't require a lot of a man. Like, she just wants you to treat her right, be honest, and just be loyal.
Yeah.
You know, just make her happy. And she don't ask for too much. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Because you don't need, like, a chick always asking you for something, man. Like, I remember when I had met my wife, and she was just extremely, I'm going to say extremely frugal. I mean, she was like, oh, no, that's too much money if you spend it. Like that. And I would look at her, I'm like, okay, cool. You know, even if it was something that was out spending money on, like not even with her money, she would be like, that's still too much money. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, that's good because you can't spend everything anyway. You got to keep your money some way, form, or fashion. Yeah. It's okay to go buy a Louis bag, but you got to have your stuff set up first before you start buying Louis bags and all this other stuff. Because that's the problem with a lot of people these days, especially, you know, us in our community, we don't really appropriate our funds right. And I'm going to talk about that in the video. I'm going to post a little later about, you know, why we stay broke in the black community. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna go ahead and get to the next point. Why men simper females? No confidence in talking to women. You think that it contributes to men simping, bro?
In my case, back in the day, yeah, that was me. I had no confidence, man.
Why you didn't have no confidence, bro?
Nobody ever told me how to talk to girls.
Now, did you grow up with your dad, or did you have a relationship at least with your dad?
My dad was here, but my dad never really like taught me how to like talk to girls like that. I mean, like my relationship with my dad, I probably say like he just gave me money, you know. He ain't really like he would sit me down sometimes, you know, when we talk about like, you know, serious stuff. But
yeah.
Other than that, I don't think he ever told me how to talk to a girl. That was my cousin, you know, that really helped.
Okay,
me.
All right. So see, that's the thing. Like I said, I got a son, and you know, when I notice he gets to that point, I'm a school him so much. He gonna be light years ahead for his age. I'm gonna make sure because I don't want him to make any mistakes that I've made, you know, in the past. You know what I'm saying with females. Now, I got one person holding on the line. I'm going to let them in. Area code. Area code 678, you on the show.
Hey, man, you know this is Classy Q. What's going on, man?
What's going on? What's that noise in the background, brother?
I'm outside.
All right, you're outside. Well, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to see if I can share something with you to help some of the listeners. I mean, you already know, especially you being out here in Atlanta like me. But, you know, these males, it seems like, suffer from a fascination with sex. And now when you look at it, a lot of them, it's not just females. These dudes are just fascinated with busting a nut like it's victory. And that's what the sad thing is. These gentlemen who, unfortunately, they've been raised around mom, aunties, grandma, and
uh-huh.
They have no life lesson beyond that. So when they are over 25 and they got to go deal with other forms of life that mom, grandma, auntie never told them, never had time to tell them, simple
uh-huh.
stuff like going to work, being a male, being qualified, and maybe being treated differently because you're around females.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're at a McDonald's job and you're a hard-working dude, you see this chick act wild at work, you see a couple of girls act wild, the minute you get out of pocket and try to be like them, the boss fires you. And these guys are being shocked now. They're being shocked into understanding, wait a minute, I've been lied to.
Mm-hmm.
Mama didn't tell me about this. And
mm-hmm.
it's not to berate mom. People think that every time we say something that's anti-female and pro-male, let me say that again. Anytime we say something pro-male, people try to come up and make it seem like we putting down or anti-female. No, women are pro-female. Women have white women groups, black women groups. You barely see a male group at church, advice show.
Yeah. That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So the minute you speak on it, and you know I've been speaking on it long, long time. So
uh-huh.
anytime we speak on it, all of a sudden, the people in our community, the men, act like females and come up and say, advice show, why are you saying that? You know you got to support our women. Huh? Dude, put yourself first. No, we got to be
man,
for the females.
Let me tell you something. I said this. I support, like it says, brothers when they write. I support sisters when they write. But if you're wrong, I'm going to call you out. I don't care who it is. That's my position on this thing. Get what I'm saying? I mean, just because you're a female, like, and I got females get mad at me. They write me and say, oh, you hate women. And I'm like, why? Because I call them out when they're wrong? you don't tell me I hate men when I call them out when they wrong. I say, so that's why I did a video. Anybody, hey brother, I don't know, yeah, you're kind of loud. You're coming across my radio pretty loud.
I'm right,
bro,
down here at the underground, but okay, I'll mute it while you make your speech.
Okay, so, you know, the thing is, we know women got to be held accountable just as a man, they got to be held accountable for their actions, period. And a lot of females
No advice show. You cannot ask ladies to be accountable. No. Let me show you why you cannot ask ladies to be accountable. Didn't you see the poll that the Army did with all the Army women asking them who wanted to fight at the front line, and only 8% wanted to out of the entire female Army? This is the same female Army that was asking for equal rights, you remember?
Yeah.
And then when they did the poll, accountability, per your point, only 8% wanted to go to the front line. That's because women have found out, especially women have found out, I need a man to go die for me, fight for me, and then I reap all the benefits. And all I'm saying too is, don't hate women for that. Recognize what's happening and focus on you and your brotherhood first. If you do that, like Jewish men do, you never hear Jewish men whining about Jewish women. You know why? Jewish men stick together. You never hear Chinese, Korean.
See, that's what I'm trying to do, too. I'm trying to, you know, help these dudes, like, realize what they're doing wrong, what they're saying wrong, and get their act together so they can get the right women. Because, like you said, it would be no complaints on women. Like, a lot of these dudes be writing and saying, oh, these women have so much attitude. These women, I can't control them. I say, that's your problem right there. You don't control no woman. You tell her how, you know, it's going to be in a relationship with you, and if she don't like it, you ain't got to control her. She grown. You walk off. That's it. Why are you complaining about controlling a female? And if you sitting up there and allowing her to overrule you, to cuss you out, to call you a punk, to hit you and all this other stuff, then you beat already. And she knows
Absolutely.
She knows she controls you.
And let me say something biblical for those people that are listening. You know how people always say Boaz, looking for my Boaz, whatever. But they don't tell you Boaz was twice her age. Let me say that again. Boaz was twice her age. So when you go outside of America, everybody needs to get their passport. But when you go outside of America, black men are appreciated like I don't know what. I used to live in Romania, England, and France. And I tell you, the darker the skin, the better they love you. And not just in a sexual way. Over there, the Africans have put themselves in such business scenarios that it's just a given that you're going to be a affluent business type of person as long as you clean cut looking and you wearing a suit. So, you know, I tell dudes all the time, stop trying to stress and worry about the girl that's here and trying to get her on your page. Like you just said, plow your own field, like Boaz, and then have people try to get with you on your terms. But this whole trying to appease them, trying to make them, that's what the problem is. That's what I just wanted to call and say.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you there, brothers. Ms. Gabrielle, you want to add to that? Because I want to get back to that point we was making a little earlier about dudes paying for light bills that another man is enjoying.
Let me see. I think that, I mean, realistically, a lot of men wouldn't be able to leave America. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. If you can, if you have the opportunity to travel outside of the country, do it. Because my mother married somebody who's not from America, and their marriage is great. And so, you know, you never know where you're going to find love. And if you can, if the women here just aren't working for you and you feel like you have to leave America to find somebody who would be more compatible, then go for it. But it really just depends on your approach. And the reason, like, a lot of men need to realize that women are attracted to success. They are attracted to the like how many compliments you give them and all that. Like, a woman is going to say, okay, is he going to be a good provider? Does he have a good head on his shoulders? Is he going to be able to take care of me and our family? Well, women that are mature and ready to settle down, that's what they're looking for. And if you actually have yourself together, you have a nice job, nice car, and you dress well, it's a very easy to find a woman, and you don't have to sit there and chase after her, because she'll just want to be with you regardless.
This is the thing, and I tell guys this. It makes no sense that when you're making money and you are a made man, or even if you're rich, to be tricking. If your success isn't attracting women alone, then something wrong with you. You got all these, you know, people, like I stated before on the show, these females bragging that they, you know, they sleep with these NBA players, they're paying them $10,000 a night, $5,000 a night just to hang with them. Why would you pay a chick when you got success? That's stupid. It shows like how lame and no game you really have, man. Like, these females just clowning you every day online. And like you said, you should be able to attract a female based off of who you are as a man, period. Just the way you speak, the way you carry yourself, like I say, how you, you know, dress, all that stuff wrapped up into one thing. And a lot of dudes, you know, today, like you said, if they go to other countries, that simping stuff they pull here would not even work, because those women over there expect you to be a man, expect you to have something, so they can just, you know, they talk about, oh, these women are docile, and these women are, yeah, these women are all that, but they expect you to be a man and run things too, so they can be docile and cook and all this other stuff.
So a lot of women in foreign countries, they don't have, like, feminism isn't as prevalent in other countries, so a lot of women, they just have their high school education. A lot of them live with their parents, and they just want to find a man to take care of them. That's what they want. And they don't care. Half the time, they don't care what you look like. They don't care about all the stuff that American women care about. They don't care about how you dress. As long as you look nice. They don't care about a guy walking around with Jordans and the latest Gucci belt. They say, okay, will he be able to provide? That's all they're looking for.
Can I slightly disagree in that, and not totally disagree, just slightly in that, here in America, government daddy takes up that slack that you're talking about. So while those ladies do live with their mom and what have you, and femininity is more prevalent here because, you know, looking like a man and dressing like a man is more prevalent here. But if government daddy was not taken care of, and advice had this show a long time ago, but if government daddy was not taking care of some of those people, it would be equivalent to the same, because government daddy keeps a lot of these ladies afloat, and if it wasn't for government daddy, they would be identical, and I know you're not saying it in a negative, I'm just saying that I think guys need to, like advice show said, go interact with other races and other, not other races, let me take that back, other cultures of black women, so that they can experience, like advice show said, the need to be on point. Here, you don't need to be, and so a guy thinks having some sex is victory. That's the poison of your whole show.
It won't even be a victory. Because you see that same dude saying, I've been single for the past 8 years, and you ain't figured out why, my brother? You know, it's like it's not that hard. If you sit up there and say, show me the past five females you went after, dude, they have one thing in common. They all the same. And it's the same thing with women. They go after the same kind of man. They say, okay, you found a good man, but yet it's like every man you fool with had the same thing about them. It's not hard. The only thing different was their name and their overall facial features. But other than that, they was all the same type of dude. And you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same results. And what they say, that's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing all the time? But let me get to, I got two callers here that press number one. Before I hit this call, make sure that you call in 347-996-3350. Hit the number one button. Let's go ahead and ask the... Eric Cole 615, you on the show.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
All right, hey, how you doing? I'm a big fan of your show.
All right, well, I'm a big fan of you calling in.
Well, I've been listening to your show, man, and since then, I've been laughing and I've been thinking, right?
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. If you thinking, laughing is great. But if you thinking, that's good. I want y'all to think for yourself.
Well, especially about the compliments, man, because compliments just took me back to junior high school, man, in high school.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to say them lines all the time to women. and they never worked at all, though.
No, because think about it, man. You got about 80 different dudes told that chick she looked good. You know, that day,
yeah.
Like, and here you come, like, okay, you compliment number, 83. Like, what makes you different? Nothing. Mm-hmm. She's like, who cares about that? Okay, I ain't heard. Like, okay, for the 80th time today, I'm beautiful. Okay, I know. They got chicks even say that. I know that. I've been told.
I mean, yeah, I get tired of it. I'm just, like, every, especially now, because you don't even have to be a halfway decent looking woman to get somebody to tell you you look beautiful. Because guys will tell somebody, some of the women that are just absolutely tore up, hair messed up, body messed up, everything messed up, but they'll still have about 30, 40 dudes leaving them comments talking about how beautiful and how sexy they are. So
yeah, y'all dudes are wrong for that. Y'all sit up there. That's equivalent to, like, you know, picking on somebody who's handicapped. That's just wrong.
I've seen girls with 50,000 followers on Instagram. You don't have to be cute or nothing anymore. So,
all you got to do is be willing to show a little bit. That's it.
I'm going to say also that I had a father, my mother and father, they was married. And think about my mother, he told me, like, when I was around, like, 14 or 15, how to talk to women in certain ways, you know, before he died, though, like, he didn't tell me everything, though, before he died, but he said, like, be a gentleman. You know, he said, first thing, before you talk to a woman, is to love yourself. If you can't love yourself, nobody else will love you at all. And he also said that, you know, just try to be a gentleman. It's okay to give compliments, but, you know, not all the time, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Giving compliments is okay to me, though, because I don't mind doing that. I don't mind telling a woman, hey, you are very beautiful in my eyes, you know? And you know what? It works, though, because my father did it to my mother all the time, and they were married.
Okay, yeah, but that's your wife, though. You can tell your wife she's beautiful. You can tell your wife, you can buy your wife the world. That's your wife. That go out the window when you get your wife.
I mean, he did it before that, though, also. Of course,
he's going to say that before, because, I mean, it was a serious relationship. That's how he felt. And, you know, like my wife said, it's true. If you don't give, you know, let your woman know how, you know, good she look and all this other stuff, she won't be going out in the street looking, you know, for somebody else to tell her that she look good. I mean, of course, that goes both ways with guys, too. You know, not to say the look good part, but the things that women do to make guys feel great. So you got to definitely do that, keep, you know, each other happy. But what I'm talking about is the over complimenting to a chick you barely even know. Not a woman you're in a relationship with or a woman you're married to. I mean, that stuff, I won't say nothing about that. If a man tell his wife or his girlfriend that he's been in a serious relationship with that she looks good, you know, all the time, I ain't got nothing to say about that. He ain't being a simp. I mean, he's just keeping up his relationship. But a chick he just met, you telling her all that crap? Like, no.
With me is, like, I also have a problem, though. I have, like, a disability.
It makes a difference for you. You had a father.
I'm in a wheelchair, but the thing is that I don't have a problem talking to women, though. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care if I'm in a wheelchair, really. You know what I'm saying? Because I have, like, a lot of girlfriends, though, you know? And they don't care if I'm in a wheelchair or not.
Yeah, women.
Women just want a guy that's going to treat them right and take care of them. Because I've seen plenty of men who were, there's men that have lost both their arms and legs in the war, and they still can find somebody. So women aren't really that superficial all women, but good women aren't superficial. I mean, if I found a guy who was in a wheelchair and he was a decent guy, I wouldn't turn him down. So I think it just depends on where the woman's mentality is at, because a lot of these little young girls that just want some bills paid or just want some attention, they could care less about anything. They just want whatever they can get out of you.
And them females need to put in their place. That's why I be trying to tell dudes.
Because my girlfriend, she used to always ask me, hey, can you get my bills paid for me? And I say, well, sure, though, boy, you know what I'm saying? But you're not married, though. So how can I pay your bills? You ain't married. I can't marry you. And besides that, you can ask your sister, you ask your mother. But right now, I can't pay it, so you better ask your sister and your mother who you live with right now. You can't ask me, though.
I feel you. I don't think I think that's the last thing a woman should do is part of her mouth, or even a guy, to ask for money. Like, that's the last thing you want to do, because it makes things real weird. And like I said, I don't believe in asking for no money or doing nothing. I hate asking anybody for money. Now, my wife, hey, we together in this thing. But, you know, when you just dating and all this other stuff, I was weird about that. I'd rather just go it out. And if she do help me out, I'll give her money back right then and there. I ain't about to sit there and just say, you know, oh, well, you know, and then make it a habit. No.
Okay.
You know, but what I want to say, well, brother, I appreciate you calling. I need to get to another call that's here. About two callers waiting.
Thank you, man. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, thank you for calling, brother. Let's see. Area code, let's see. 214. Area code 214, you on the show?
Yes.
Okay,
how
you doing?
All right, I had sent you a message on Facebook earlier about a situation that, you know, I have, you know, I've been experiencing for the last, you know, couple of years.
Hold on. You say you sent me a message. Hold on. Give me a second. You talking about, are you the guy named, first name Jesse?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Talk to me, brother.
Yes, it's like the reason I sent you a message because, you know, I just like your commentary and like how you just inspire people. And I just wanted, you know, to get feedback because I know one of your commentaries I heard about, you know, when you talk about, you know, women look for men that have swag in them. And I'm not that type to have swag, but at the same time, I like to be myself, you know, brought up with my grandparents and all six of my sisters raised me. And I'm like the gentleman type. And like I was stated in the message, I have conversations with them. We both have conversation with each other. But like at the end of the conversation, they be like, you too old school for me. You know, you're not my type. You know, I don't get mad at anything, but it's like I'm being myself, and it's like, man, you know, what is it that they're looking for? Like, you know, I'm not gonna pretend to be somebody that I'm not, you know, because that's not me, and that's not how I was brought up. But because I have morals and I respect women, you know.
Okay,
so
well, you know what? Well, let me ask you a question. When you meet these women, what do you establish? See, a lot of guys don't establish something from day one. Let's say you start getting involved. You don't. Number one, do you know what you want?
Yeah, I'm looking for a serious relationship because I'm getting older. I'm not getting
any
younger.
And okay, you looking for a serious relationship?
Yes.
Okay, what qualities? Can you give me at least 5 to 7 qualities this woman must have?
Well,
not looks.
She must be hard working.
Character qualities.
Huh?
Not looks. Character qualities.
Right, because I don't go by looks. Looks can be deceiving. Looks can be deceiving. I'm telling you.
Okay,
so
throw that out.
Yeah, so I go by the personality and by the heart, you know, as far as she must be family oriented, she must be driven, hard work. She must be willing to have high self-esteem with herself, but also, you know, love herself as well, as far as, you know, a woman that can come home and cook, you know, and that I can, you know, like, with the words, I can, it's kind of hard to say it. I can recognize for all her abilities that she do. It's just I'm looking for the simple pleasures in a woman, you know, as far as the simple things. You know, not too much. I'm not asking for too much.
Okay. So I'm trying to recap because I'm trying to listen to what you said. So you want to – but I didn't hear anything what you just said. I didn't hear that I need her to be loyal.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, wow.
I didn't hear you say I need her to be, like you said – respectful. I didn't hear you say I need her to be on the same page as me as wanting a serious relationship.
Okay.
I didn't hear none of that. I heard a bunch of good things, but I didn't hear the things that, okay, what would make you and her just gel together? You say personality, and that's great. Yes, you got to have personality and all that other stuff. Loyalty is everything. Loyalty is number one. You got to have a loyalty. You could have... Yeah, and also respect. My wife said that is true respect. Because if a woman's calling you like all kind of, you know, mother effers and calling you punks and calling you sissy and calling you the B word, No. Matter of fact, the first time a woman call you that, I'm talking about a situation, but talking about you, cut off right mm-hmm. then and there because she's okay. disrespectful. A woman should never cuss you out. Or you, if a woman steps in your space like, and like, nigga, what you going to do? Not a thing. I'm walking
off. You know, I'm going to give you an incident, you know, because I know on one of your shows you said, you know, you can meet people anywhere. It could be job. It could be work. So I experienced this one day when I was at work, and it was some kids, you know, in the store, the Walgreens I work at, and they was on the aisle playing. And I always, like, go play with kids, and I just, you know, I just go ask them what they be up to because they be on the toilet making a mess. And what was interesting was I left to go to cosmetics. I'm a manager at the store, so I left to go to the cosmetics department. When I came back.
Wait a minute. You the manager at cosmetics department?
No, I'm Walgreens. Walgreens.
It don't matter. You a manager at a cosmetics counter?
No, I'm saying I went over there to talk to the beauty advisor about something.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, if you was a manager at cosmetics, you should have all kind of females.
No, I went over there to talk to the beauty advisor. When I came back, the little boy that I was, you know, that I was like playing with on the aisle, he said, my mama's single. Do you want her number? I was like, you know, it was like so weird because, you know.
That would be weird. Like, that's weird, dude. Why are you trying to pick my mom up with a strange dude you don't know? I could be a serial killer. You trying to pick me up with her.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. It's like, she's like, my mama's single. Do you want her number? And I'm like, man, something ain't right with that. I said, did your mama set you up for this? She's like, no, my mama ain't set me up. He's like, I'm looking for a male role model in my life because he said his father wasn't in his life. And, you know, and I
you,
was like,
man,
that
you, they're
weird.
Trying to put you in a problem. I'm like, I'm sorry. I ain't signing up for that job. You better go to Boys and Girls Club. I can't do that for you.
I'm sorry, what was I saying?
Think about it. My mama's single. I need a role model. You want to sign here? Like, no.
it was just so odd because I never had a guy come
weird.
Up to me and try to say my mama's single. Do you want her number? And his sister was right next to him. And they both was laughing. I was like, oh, my God.
And
goodness.
Their mama must really ain't had a man in a long time. The kids trying to set his mama up. That's bad.
Yeah, and she, you know, when I got a chance to approach her because she was afraid to approach me, I approached her. And come to find, she's been single for 8 months. I said, you've been single 8 months. I've been single 5 years. That's a big difference, you know. And
how do you be single five? Man, come on, bro. Let's back up. How you be single for 5 years? Do you want to be single, or you just can't find nobody? Because it's different. Now, if you want it to be, that's one thing. I get it. But most men don't want to be single 5 years.
And that's true. That's true. Only thing I learned from my, you know, from my past relationship, you know, from being hurt, and I just said, I just want to take my time and not rush, because I rushed into a relationship
what hurt?
Before.
Well, how you got hurt last time?
Because she ended up cheating on me. She ended up cheating on me. You know, after being
did you see the sign? Did you see the sign?
Say it again?
Did you see the sign?
No, because the thing about it, I mean, her was in Job Corps together, and after I left Job Corps, that's when she met this guy after I left the program because we both went to school together, and that's when she decided to cheat on me, and she told me that when she came home, you know.
After you messed up, man, you shouldn't have fooled with a chick in Job Corps. I don't even get serious with a chick in college unless you go into college and you older because
that is
a hoeing playground. I wouldn't even do that.
No, but you know what? The reason I say that because we both met in high school. I was a freshman, she was a senior, and we were dating for 6 years. We was in a long-term relationship. So,
okay.
You know, I talked her into coming to Job Corps because the thing about it is, you know, she the type that she was like the homebody. She didn't like to get out and do nothing. So I'm like the opposite. I like to, you know, get out, do stuff. I like to have to motivate her and push her to get out the house because she's a mama's girl. And, you know, I paid the price for that.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's why I say it's like I learned from that because, you know, she and to this day she still stay with her mama. Even though we separated.
Oh, Lord. She did you a favor by cheating on you. You don't want that.
You don't want to get up and go. Crazy.
It's like this. A chick gets to her own age, she got to get to her. I tell guys that. If this chick ain't got her own car, she ain't got her own place. Like, hey, they put requirements on you, put it on them. And say, okay. I can't fool with you. You live at your mama's house. And your mama ain't sick with cancer or nothing? No. Is she elderly? No. It's no excuse for you to be there. I understand your mama elderly or something and she need help. Hey, man, that's great. But if it's not on that, there's just a parlay, forget that. So she did you a favor by cheating on you.
See, a lot of women have these crazy high standards. They're like, oh, he has to have a car. He has to have a job.
Yep.
He has to be making this amount of money per year. He has to be in good shape. He has, like, they'll have like this crazy laundry list of requirements. But then you look at them and say, what do you have? You're out of shape. You live with your mama. You don't. You never had. You haven't worked in a decade. What can you bring to the table? A lot of women are like that.
And they think bringing what's between their legs is something.
And that's
the whole relationship is about. Is that like a relationship ain't just about that.
And they say,
a whole lot of stuff.
They're like, oh, well, I can put it on him, and I know how to cook. They think that's all men want.
And these females these days don't know how to cook. Because they knew how to cook, they would be married quick. Because there ain't too many. Think about it. If you know how to cook in this day and time as a woman, you will stand out big time. Because these females are McDonald's queens. That's what they are. That's what they are. Let me tell you something, real talk. I told this to my daughter the other day. I said, you need to know how to make sure you know how to cook. And she said, no, you can eat fast food. I said, you know what, any guy you with, I'm going to tell them about your crap. I said, you know why I'm saying don't buy your crap? Because you don't deserve nothing. You don't cook.
I keep it real.
If any guy marry my daughter, any of my daughters, I'm going to keep it real with them. I said, if she don't do what's right, don't buy her crap. Don't. I'm telling you don't buy her nothing. If she got too much mouth, or whatever, don't be with her. That's me. I just keep it real with anybody. I'm not going to cut no slack. I don't keep cutting no slack. Look, if she's trying to open her mouth, she know I'm talking about her. She's trying to open her mouth and say something. That's a little one.
That's what my dad was telling me. But a lot of people don't really take the time to get to know somebody before they start getting their feelings invested. And that's where a lot of people mess up.
It don't matter if it's back in the day. It don't matter to now. The weight of a man's heart is through his stomach.
And you know that is
that's
true.
Right.
You know, and,
through his
and
stomach.
Another thing,
you know, and then like they believe it now, you impress a man a lot more cooking a meal than you think putting it on.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Because any girl can do that. I mean, you can find girls who do that kind of stuff up anytime.
You know, it's another thing, too, another reason, you know, like I said, when I added to that message, you know, as far as my father, you know, as an example, it's like I didn't want to follow his footsteps. You know, I didn't want to follow his footsteps because, you know, he having, you know, his first child was at the age of when he was 18, and right now he's like, 53, he just had another child, so he got like 10 kids by all these different women, and I don't want to, you know, follow that path.
Yeah, and that's good, man, because I can tell you what, I don't have a bunch of kids strung out all over the place. Thank God. The kids that I have, you know what I'm saying? They're minimum. I ain't got a bunch of them. I don't see how dudes say, I got about 8 kids from 5 different women. Like, you crazy.
You
crazy.
You know,
if you see me with 8 kids, it's because I'm rich.
And that's the thing. You know, every time me and him talk, you know, the first thing he said, do you have a woman? I said, nah. You know, I said, I'm just being patient. And that's when he goes to the fact, he said, he think I'm gay because it's like I'm not following his footsteps. You know, I'm not, you know,
he think
doing
he
anything.
What?
Because
he thinks he's gay.
That makes me think of the black community. You got to be gay.
If you don't have no
kids, you got to be gay. Like, no, you just smart. You're not trying to get in that hustle of child support. That's what you're doing.
That's it. And, you know, I'm not trying to follow his footsteps because, like I said, he just had his, you know, last child last year. He's 55. He's still having kids, and he's married to a 32-year-old woman. So I can't do that.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to disrespect your father, but if he wasn't your father, I sure would have a lot to say. This is the thing. You're right. Don't follow those footsteps. Don't do that because, you know, like I said, I'm 34, I'm going to be 35, and this is my last kid, okay? I ain't having
that. That's a
blessing. I'm done. Like I said, my little one is coming in July. That's it. That's my little baby, whatever, okay? No more for me because I got stuff to do. I can't be making a bunch of kids and slowing down. It's like, oh, man, you know, my wife pregnant again, and now I got to buy another crib and everything. What you shaking your head no for? I said I can't. I guess I was.
Like I said, that's the reason. You know, like I said, I'm just taking my time. You know, I'm just, you know, breaking the curse because
look, man, don't have no kids till you get married. Straight up.
That's exactly what I'm being patient for through this marriage.
Patience is a virtue, but make sure you're looking for the right kind of woman. Like I said, make sure you're looking for a loyal woman who want to be in. Matter of fact, if you want to be, when you say you want a serious relationship, understand that relationship needs to go from dating to marriage when you say serious. And this is my has always been my motto, okay? If I don't, if I'm not ready to marry you by the end of 12 months, I got to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to waste I'm not going to waste. How do you waste years of your life dating somebody? I can't. I couldn't do that. I'm sorry. No, I ain't got that kind of time. I could be with somebody else that, that possibly that I'm a marry. So if you want to be in a serious relationship, like you said, make sure you up front let that woman know, listen, I'm looking for a serious relationship that could possibly lead to marriage. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
That way you'll weed out a lot of people on the first date.
Gotcha.
You'll weed them out. Gotcha. And the chick say, well, I don't know. I'm just looking to date. Okay, and that's fine. But I'm looking for something serious. And if she don't want to be serious, then you cut her loose because there's a lot of women out here that want to be serious. There's a lot of women that want to be married. Trust me, they are. How old are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27?
Yes.
Yeah, you're about that age. So if I were you, I would fool women, let me think, probably no less than 25 and maybe fool a little older ones maybe in their early 30s, maybe to mid-30s, somewhere around that range. Because they're a lot older. They kind of been through some experiences already. And, you know what I'm saying? So they kind of maybe be at the point you at, like, man, I'm sick of these dudes. Because they got women that get to that point. I'm sick of these dudes. I just want one man to love me and be with. I mean, men and women get to that point. So, you're at that right age, which is good. Because it's sad when you got a dude that's 47 and still trying to fool with these hoes. That's bad.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you old school dude running around here with gray hair, running around here with a new era cap turned backwards, chasing these little 21-year-old chicks. What's wrong with you, man? You grown. What's the grown man clothes? Put on a grown man jacket.
Yep, and that's why I say it just reminds me of my father when you say it. And I say I just can't follow his footsteps, you know, and you know, that's me. I'm taking a different route than what he did because I don't want to have all of them.
Well, yeah, like I said, man, it ain't nothing wrong with having a football team of kids as long as you do it with your wife.
Yeah.
That way you ain't paying child support. That's number one. The child support will kill you. And then number two, they're raised by you. They got their father. That's all I tell black people all the time. I want black people to have big families, 4 or 5 kids. I encourage it. You know why I encourage it? Because the racists hate when we have kids. So that's why I encourage us to make all the babies we can, and but just make them within a marriage. Because they had black people back in the day used to have 10 to 20 kids. One woman, one man, and set them all.
Mm-hmm.
Set them all. Yeah. Nobody saw. People went to college.
And they didn't need welfare neither.
They didn't need welfare and food stamps because they wasn't offered. You know what I'm saying? But still, I mean, that's the way it should be. But brother, I hope I help you with everything. Like I said, make sure you look for a woman. That's serious. Even if you look for a chick online, make sure you put in there, I'm looking for a serious relationship. I'm not looking to play with you females. I'm looking for a serious relationship. So that way it weeds out a lot of women.
Oh, so women do that too?
Okay.
It does weed out a lot of women because women actually pay more attention to that.
Women say that too. So women say, I'm looking for a serious relationship. I'm not trying to play around.
Yeah, to say that. I'm not looking to play with you guys or whatever, dudes. What do you want to say? I'm looking for a serious relationship. I had enough of that, and it weeds out a lot of people that way.
Oh,
if you think about it, cause especially if a man write that down, that'll catch a lot of women's attention real quick.
He
wants a serious relationship.
Like,
let me hit him up. They'll start hitting you up just because you wrote down that you're looking for a serious relationship, and you like your little profile thing. Like when you write your profiles online when you're trying to date, it's like you're selling yourself. So you don't sound cheesy. Sell yourself a little bit and say you're looking for a serious relationship. Why you're looking for a serious relationship? What qualities you're kind of looking for in this chick or whatever. And women read that stuff. They do.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Just giving you a few things. Oh, don't call me. Sir, I ain't that much older than you. You know, so.
No, I love it. I love it because I can, you know, take this and run with it. So
take it and use it.
And like I said, make your list of what you need. Like I said, loyalty is number one. That's for sure. Loyalty. She's good with her money. Like I said, she ain't got no 200 credit score and all this other stuff. And open up your horizons, like whatever. Look for the good qualities. Like I said, don't focus so. Yes, you need to be attracted to the person, but if this person like has all the qualities you're looking for, but she may not be that 12 you're looking for, then you know at the end of the day, you know she may be a 8. She look like a 12 with those those are qualities, and also in the makeup and hair industry, any woman could look like a 12 now. So, you know.
Yep,
just wanted to definitely put that out there, man. So I hope you find a good woman, man. That's the point I want to do. That's the point of this show, try to help men find some decent women, man.
Yes, sir. Remember it.
All right, bro. Let's go up and get on to the next call. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
See, Ms. Gabrielle, that's what we want to do. We try to help men out, you know what I'm saying, find some decent chicks. Because anybody can be a hoe. It's not hard to do that.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially this day and time. You can hoe all day long online. You know,
not even online, offline too. You can have yourself a whole team of women. You can have about 10 women texting you, calling you, and sleeping with you. That's not an accomplishment. Because any man can do that.
Exactly.
But very few men can find a decent woman. I mean, they can marry somebody, but to find a decent woman who's actually going to support you and love you and help you reach your goals and everything, that's very hard to find.
Yeah, like I say, that queen. And once you get that queen, you better stick with her, because it's hard to find that queen that's going to help you build your castle. You got to get a queen. You got to get a queen, because she got to help you build, man. You ain't doing crap if you don't get you a queen to help you build. So let me get on to the next caller. Ericode 251, you're on the show.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing? I've been enjoying your YouTube channel as well as your webpage.
Okay, well, thank you for enjoying it. Appreciate you giving me the feedback.
I think one of the main things that everyone's missing this evening, especially informing young men about not-so-great women, is the fact camouflage. I mean, you have a lot of young women out here who will, you know, talk to me, and they'll listen to what you like and then become that person. But the problem is that they can't keep up that form for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, I tell people this. That's why, like my wife even saying this, that's why you never tell a female what you like and what you want, because they'll try to become that. Yep. You keep that hidden. Let her figure it out on her own. I tell people this. 6 months' time always reveal the person. That's all it takes. Time reveals a person. It always.
All day, because they can't hold the shape. They can't.
No, you can't hold a lie that long.
The they can't keep it up.
Yeah, exactly. Because you forget the last lie you told.
But young men and women out here, one of the main problems is, and it's, you said earlier, it's just like back in the day, no one's trying to get to know anyone anymore. Everyone says, it seems like all the young people have forgotten the art of conversation.
Well, they're not trying to well, it's kind of hard to see. The art of conversation changed when social media took off. When everybody had access to the Twitter, the Facebook, you know, especially Facebook, Instagram, all this other stuff. Most people communicate through digital communication now. I mean, most people don't even call people on the phone no more. They're like, oh, I'm a text. Most of the younger people, that's all they do is text all day.
Even
that's why
with
they
social
say
media and texting, they still don't know how to talk to one another. They just—it's like the first thing that pops in their mind without even filtering it, and they just spit it right out.
Yeah, I mean that's how it is. That's why it's so important that you are online now. That everything is shifting to that. Like most people rather watch, you know, a television show, a whole season of television shows on Netflix versus to sit in front of that television, or it's recorded on DVR. A lot of people rather go to, like, maybe somebody like myself to listen to news commentary, because you're not going to get a bunch of PC, you're not going to get FTC-controlled opinions.
It's not going to be scripted.
Yeah, it's not going to be scripted versus, like, the news. So there's a lot of people that do the same thing that I do, and people enjoy it.
I have two daughters, and it's like I tell everyone, I have armed my daughters to the teeth with the games that men play.
You should.
But I've also armed
them
to the teeth with, you know, when a young man is complimenting you too much, he's pushing too hard, be cautious. Be very cautious. Be yourself. Don't become somebody else. Be yourself always.
Yeah, you'll let no dude compliment you too much or whatever. I mean, like I said, the oldest one we have here is 14 years old.
Right.
And anything that she needs to know, I'm here for her to give her the game for what it is. That way, any guy want to lie, she'd be like, shh, I already know he lied.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's it. Yeah, of course you do it with your daughter.
A lot of parents won't tell their kids the complete truth. They try to sugarcoat it or they try to ego stroke. I'm like, you need to arm them before they get out there and let them know what really out there.
Yeah, because I tell any girl, like, if this guy say, oh, he loves you. Prime example, that news story I just posted the other day about that girl that's suing her parents. Okay, she was acting a fool all in the house, going out with this boy, saying she loved him, drinking and everything else. She leaves the house.
Okay, so why ain't he paying for her
exactly.
For her college?
She leaves the house. Hold on. She leaves the house, go to her friend's house as a female. Why she didn't go to that boy house? And
then
she's back in her parents' house, and she's still not at his house. So that says a lot right there. If a guy supposedly love you, well, he'll give you a place to stay. He'll give you a car to ride in. He'll feed you. He'll clothe you. He'll do all that mess. That's what a man does when he loves you.
Exactly.
No, he was lusting for you. That's what he was doing. Not loving you.
I mean, I had to tell a young man who works for me at my business. And he, you know, came the other day. Oh, man, my girl's acting all funny. I'm like, well, do you talk to her? Oh, do you listen to her? Well, you know, no, do you listen to her? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you know, something simple. I mean, I've been together for, what, 2 years? And I should be married already. But I'm like, you know, her favorite nail polish that she paints her toes with, it's running low, take a look at it. Go replace it without her knowing. Listen to her. Talk to her. Don't just, you know, turn off that Xbox every now and then. But, I mean, y'all been together for 2-3 years. Y'all should be married by now. What's the hold up?
That's why I said 12 months. If you don't know what you're going to do with this female after 12 months, then you need to go ahead and get moving. It's a waste of time.
Well, this generation, they'll act like you're crazy. You say, like, people act like marriage is a curse word nowadays. If you've been, like, I tell people that I wouldn't date anybody longer in a serious relationship longer than about a year. If it's a year and nothing's happening, I just move on. And people say, oh, that's crazy. That's old-fashioned. You shouldn't think like that. Which doesn't make any sense to me. So what am I supposed to do, wait 5 or 6 years?
Well, I think one of the reasons why marriage is viewed as like a curse is one of the main reasons because the lawyers in the courts are making so much money off of divorce.
Well, okay, let me stop you right there. Yes, but these young people have no idea about family law. They have no idea about the consequences. You couldn't even tell them, hey, if you get a divorce, what's going to happen? They couldn't even tell you. So they're not doing it because they're afraid of the family law courts. That's older men who've been in the divorce like myself and know how evil they can be to you when you – I'm going to say they're evil to you when you actually work and make some money. When you're broke, they can't get nothing out of you. So I want to put that out there.
But you know what? You brought that up, older people. That's another problem. When you have older people – I mean, I'm 40, but you have people that are older than me, 10 years older than me, that are still acting like they're in their teens.
That's what I was talking about earlier. These dudes is 47, 50 – got that new era hats turned backwards, chasing 22-year-olds. You know, they're like, oh, girl, yeah, you sexy. And they be simping, too, because they got, like, Miss Gabrielle know what I'm talking about. You got old dudes. Like, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You old, man, and you chasing this little 23-year-old girl, you know, trying to get in her pants. Like,
because it's easier to get, it's easier to get sex out of the young girls. That's why they do it. Because older women. With sense, if you're about 25, 26, you've already seen it all before. So you're not going to give somebody like that any of your time.
Well,
so they go and
shows
chase
you
the
level of their mentality. They got to chase young girls.
Exactly. If you can't find a woman your own age, there's something wrong with you. If you are 50 years old and you're sitting there dating somebody who's 18, that shows a lot about who you are as a man.
Oh, no. I could not imagine bringing home a young woman, even 22 or 23. Both my daughters, my oldest is 19, my youngest is 16. They'd be like, Dad, can we talk to you in another room for a minute?
Yeah, that would be like, that would be embarrassing that you're bringing home a chick that's just at the same age as your daughters. I'm like, that would be embarrassing. Like, dog, man, like, for real? You couldn't get at least get a chick that was 25, 30. You know, at least that.
I mean, you talk about it, they could have went to high school together.
Yeah, think about it. You know, if you 50 or whatever, you know, like I said, 30 is extremely young for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, but they got some dudes on that, and they got some young girls that actually go after guys that age because they say, shoot, they got money. And a lot of times they do because, of course, they're more established in their careers and stuff like that and or whatever. You know, there's a lot of girls like that. They go after older guys. For the money aspect, at least.
I try to tell these.
Young they say young dudes are broke, which most of them are, because they're not established yet.
I try to tell the young men nowadays, When you're looking for a female, you want a female who's loyal, compassionate, intelligent, common sense. Someone that's going to work with you. You don't want
somebody that's easily to get along with, don't get on your nerves, and don't nag.
Yeah,
that's
someone
important.
Who's not going to bring the drama to the table. You don't want distress. It ages you. Clear.
And a woman that know how to be respectful, too, though, because, like I said, I understand at times, you know, like I said, even if it's a certain way you act. I mean, like, even if your girl got a ratchet side to her, she know how to be ratchet without it going too far and it's embarrassed to both of y'all.
Well, I like to call those graceful lane changers.
Like, don't embarrass. Like, most people are like that, especially a man. Don't embarrass your man in public. That's the worst thing you could do, like, for a decent guy is embarrass him by acting ratchet, want to fight, making a scene, and all this other stuff. I mean,
or even just disrespecting him in public. Because I saw a lady, it was an Asian woman and a white man at the grocery store, and she decided to just pull him to the side. Like, it was right in front of the store, like, right in front of the entrance. She was standing there nitpicking and nagging and yelling at him in front of everybody. And so as soon as you were about to walk in the store, you see that. That's inappropriate. That's very inappropriate behavior for a woman. And for a man, too. If you're having some sort of disagreement, then you wait until you get home and close doors. You don't sit there and do that stuff in public.
Whether
the person's right or wrong, you know, and you're in front of people, you pull them to the side. You wait till you get home and correct that. If it's something more serious, sweetie, come get these drinks with me. And you break it down. But you don't nitpick, nag, scream, holler, and make a scene and make a complete ass out of yourself.
Well, see, that's the epitome of, like, ratchet women. And a ratchet woman will go off in public, and a guy sit there just duck his head down, not say nothing, say, oh, man, you know how she
is. Well, you know why that is, don't you?
You know, huh?
You know why that is, don't you?
Well, because she run the household. That's why.
You have to pardon the word, but attention whores. Spotlight's always got to be on them no matter what.
Like, man, forget that. You ain't going to be embarrassing me for, like, especially, like, growing up, like I said. You know, you say, don't be sitting up and acting a fool and embarrassing me in front of them white folks. They looking all over the place. They would say that growing up. Like, I don't know why they would say that growing up. Don't be embarrassing me in front of white folks. Like, I don't know why.
I'm not going to hold up your time because I know you probably got more callers. Congratulations on your daughter on the way. And
okay.
Keep doing what you're doing with your shows.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
All right.
I mean, the reason why black people used to say don't do this in front of white people is I think that our older generation, they had a certain amount of pride, and they didn't want to want people to say, oh, well, look at them, you know, look at them Negroes acting a fool.
Yeah.
So that's why they would say, okay, we're going to conduct ourselves in public, you know, in front of everybody else.
Yeah, that was crazy that they would say that. But I want to add something about that, about the old school black people. The old school black men ran their house, too. Well, I'm going to say men in general ran their house. And with all this simping, these females running the house and everything and doing what they want to do and run over these dudes because all these dudes just say they're so beautiful and they're taking care of these dudes 24/7 because a lot of these women want you to, you know, want to take care of a guy. You got women that actually feel uncomfortable being with a man that actually does for himself because she goes like, dog, what is it I'm going to do? I can't do nothing for him. Like, no, you don't need to do nothing for me. Just be you. But these women want to run the household, and they know that if they get a guy that's, you know, they feel is weak-minded and going to let them run the house and everything, that's why they put in their face, well, you know, I pay for the car, I do this, I do that, because they do control them that way with money. And that's sad. That's why I tell people, I am one of the last of the old-school black men that was raised. I am one on the team. I will stand up and fight for the old school ways at any given time. Forget that little dude, what's his name, Fly, whatever his name is. Forget him and all his people that think like him. And we ain't going to be celebrating that. That ain't no black dudes. I'm fighting against that. That's not what we about. We ain't about no simping. We about running our community, running what we got going on, being men, raising our sons and our daughters to be good people. Feel what I'm saying? So forget that. All that feminization stuff that we see going on, what they're trying to do, I'm going to say the media propaganda, what they're trying to do to say that we are feminized, that's a lie, and I'm going to make sure I shout that from the rooftops. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm fighting it, because this stuff is out of order for black men to be simping like that. It's out of order. That's not who we are. We are domineering men, and we take care of our business. Of course, some of us are sorry. Some of us are criminals. We don't want to do right, of course. You know, but I'm talking about, for the most part, what we always have been is decent men. And I want, you know, men to return back to that by, you know, providing information as we provided tonight. You know, what kind of woman to look for, how, you know, focusing on the over-complimenting of a woman. What does that lead you to? I mean, we discussed that tonight, how it leads you to get played. And, you know, we're trying to put out some good information out here. That's what we're trying to do, Ms. Gabriella. It's to help people at the end of the day. Like I said, we're not trying to teach you how to be a hoe. We're trying to teach you how to get the right, you know, people in your life. Anything you need to add, Ms. Gabriella?
Mm-mm.
Gabriella, you're supposed to add. You're supposed to see. It's like I take the ball, Ms. Gabriella, got down the court, and then you're supposed to, like, I'm supposed to pass you to you with the assist. You're always supposed to have something to say. Always. You never run out of something to say, Ms. Gabriella.
Well, I mean, I already said what I needed to say, though.
You already, like, say, you already say what you need to say?
I repeat myself over and over and over.
Okay, well, see, these topics, you got to always have something to say, though, with Gabrielle. But anyway, now, this is what I want to do. I want you guys to let me know, because we got, like, about less than 19 minutes left on the show. Let me know or let us know if you want us to continue to do these type of shows. Talking about, you know, what men dealing with relationships, really, you know, the Simps Anonymous type of shows about the men simping and breaking this stuff down, what men are actually doing. I mean, we will cover everything, like, about, you know, establishing tricking from the beginning, something like buying drinks at the club and all this other stuff. All kind of things we could talk about, okay, with this particular radio show. And if I get enough feedback, you know, and I'll discuss it with Ms. Gabriella, then we'll decide if we're going to add this, you know, show to the list, or we'll just continue doing the weekly show, the once-a-week thing. It's based off of you guys' feedback. I don't waste my time on stuff that's not going to be a success at all. I just don't do that because I can appropriate my time somewhere else. So I just want to make sure I put that out there. Gabriella, is there anything that you want to say or promote?
Okay. So I'm going to plug myself in. make sure you follow me on Facebook, on my Facebook like page. It is facebook.com/GABRIELAXASARE. And on that page, you can find all my links, my blog, my YouTube, my Twitter, my Tumblr, every single social media site that I have, it's on there. As well as, if you don't want to add me on the Facebook like page, then you can also check out my website. All the links are posted on the right side of the page, and you can follow my blog too. It is www.GIGI-ASARE.com. And on there, I talk about a whole bunch of different topics. It's not just for women, it's for men too, because I try to keep things diverse. So sometimes I'll talk about beauty stuff, but I also make sure that there's more to me than just the superficial stuff. I talk about motivating yourself, how to get over things that happened to you in the past, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're interested, make sure you check that out.
Oh, okay. Let me talk about, like, say, a few more things. Like I said, we bring the show in, like I said, well, once a week for sure. You know, may add this one twice a week. We'll see. Now, make sure you check out next show. Next show will be next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time. We're going to talk about, I don't know how I'm going to title it, but we're going to talk about these dudes wearing skirts. We're going to talk about that. We're going to go in about that. We are really going to go in on these dudes wearing skirts. If you have any issues, if you agree with guys wearing skirts, let us know. If you are against guys wearing skirts and twisting like females and trying to compete with a man about, you know, you trying to see who wins the best skirt, let me know that too. We want to know all that stuff on the show coming this Tuesday. I'm going to try to see if I can hit another sister up to come on, because she's pretty raw, and I like to hear her commentary on this show. So at least I'm going to try. Make sure, you know, you check out my website, www.advisedshow.com. You can check out videos that I can't put on YouTube for whatever reason, maybe too violent, or, you know, maybe a music thing, whatever. You know, YouTube has rules. If you find it in your heart to donate, we have a donate tab on the website. You can donate any amount, and any donations that we receive goes to equipment costs. It goes to, you know, the show itself, radio show. We have bills with the radio show. We have, you know, bills with, you know, people that help us out put this stuff together. So we definitely, anything we can get, it's a help, it's a blessing. Thank you in advance. Check out my various YouTube channels. We have the main channel, The Advice Show TV, where I present news and news-related commentary. Now, my comedy channel, Ratchet Video Weekly, is what it is. It is ratchet, and I have fun doing ratchet stuff. And Miss Gabriella, she enjoys when I do ratchet stuff. Mm-hmm. But now, you know what? Speaking of that channel, let's talk about that channel for a minute. You know, that channel just hit over 20,000 subscribers. I'm happy about that. You know, for a channel that I thought that, man, it would be real weird doing. Because, you know, a lot of people say, man, I'm surprised you do stuff like that, or I didn't think you was that way. And I tell people, you don't know my personality at all. You don't, like I said, don't think you assume I'm a certain way based on a YouTube video. I mean, like, I tell people I'm a true Gemini, as many sides to me, okay? My birthday's in June.
Mm-hmm.
So my birthday is June 6th, everybody. So
yeah, we got the same birthday.
Okay, so you want to pass me a gift, you know what I'm saying?
No, man. Be first.
So like I said, that channel's doing pretty good and everything. We do the ratchet pics of the week, and we take pictures and just have fun with the pictures, whatever I find online. Then we do the actual flagship video, Ratchet Video Weekly, and we at number 56 now, you know what I'm saying? So we going on and on with it. We take the videos that either you guys send me or I find on Facebook. Facebook is a great place to find a lot of ratchet stuff. That's where World Star find all their stuff at. So all you got to do is like the right pages and you'll find the stuff and see what's trending on Facebook. So, you know, Facebook provides a wealth of ratchetness for every last one of us. So thank God for Facebook. Also, my third channel, Advice Show Media. And that channel is based off of, you know, when you guys send me, say, man, look at this video, some crazy just internet recorded video. Then I do my commentaries there because I try to separate everything that I'm doing. That's going on. So I don't know if you're on the Facebook page, you know, follow me on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/TheAdviceShow, you know, twitter.com/TheAdviceShow. We got Instagram, Advice Show Media. Like I said, you want to send me a message at any time. Like I said, you can go to my contact section on my website. I have a contact thing. It goes directly to my cell phone, actually, when you contact me there. You know, I got an email, as you can see, the info@adviceshow.com. So, you know, I have different ways to contact me. At the end of this show, I will, you know, put up my videos for the day. I did on Advice Show TV and the Advice Show Media channel. And, Ms. Gabrielle, is there anything else that you need to cover or say before? Because, like I said, we got 12 minutes to talk crazy if we want to about different things about we deal with online. I'm going to tell you, let's talk about something real quick. You know, how is it that people love to tell you what to do with your videos, but they don't make videos? Why do you think they could do that, Ms. Gabriella?
I think the thing is a lot of them don't understand how much work goes into them. Because
they really don't.
Because if you've never even uploaded, because even if you upload a simple video, like you record a video with your phone and you direct upload to YouTube, even that takes, like sometimes depending on your internet connection, that could take about 10 minutes. Sometimes it could take 3 hours, just depending on how your computer works, if your phone or your computer or whatever you're uploading it from. So people really don't understand how much work goes into YouTube videos. And I've had people try to tell me what to do and try to say, oh, I don't like this about your videos, I don't like that about your videos. They'll complain about things, but it's like you've never uploaded a video before and you're not posing any solution to the problem. You're just complaining. So don't criticize me if you can't offer a solution to the problem. All you're doing is just being a nuisance.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is this, and as you try to start to upgrade your equipment, upgrade your stuff, okay, whatever that may be, then it's like, oh, well, this not right, that not right, this. And I'm like, you know what? I always have a solution to every problem. I got links every single day. And like I said, I buy things as I buy them. But, you know, the thing is, I have to do things the right way. I have to pay my bills first, and then I get equipment. That's the way that works. And, you know, if you want to help me get there faster, I could definitely pass you a link, or I got a donate button on AdviceShow.com that'll help me get there a lot faster, too. Like I said, I would definitely buy it. No problem. But if it's going to be on me, then I got to do it according to what I can afford at that time period because, you know, I take care of things the right way. I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on equipment to do YouTube videos and my light bill not paid. Sorry, I'm not hood rich. I don't do it that way. I take care of business first. I take care of child support and all of the stuff I got to pay before I start getting equipment.
Oh, yeah. People will sit there and tell, and then another thing is people will tell you, make more videos. Like sometimes, like if I'm doing something, like if I'm in school right now, so if I'm dealing with midterms or final exams, that whole week, my time on the internet is very minimal. I'm not going to waste my time playing around on social media and posting videos because I have priorities. And unfortunately, social media and all that stuff takes the back seat when it comes to priorities. And then people also think that you don't have a life outside of the internet because, like, especially if you have a family or if you have stuff going on, I can't, like, I have a life outside of the internet. You know, I have friends. I have priorities. I have a, you know, family to talk to. I can't spend all my time answering messages, and I can't, like, people sit there and get angry with you if you don't respond to them right away. But sometimes I honestly forget. Like, some people be like, oh, I emailed you 3 months ago. Why didn't you reply? I mean, I have, like, 4 email accounts. Come on. You know?
It's like they get, like, some people I catch right then and there, and they send it to me, and I answer them right then and there because I'm sitting at my computer or I'm sitting at my phone or I see an email come up right then. And so he's like, man, you answer back quick. Yeah, because I'm sitting here, you know, in the middle of me rendering videos. And like you said, it does take time to make videos. And I plan my stuff accordingly so I can reduce time. Like, I'll sit there, I got, like, a folder I have on my computer for news reports, and I'll look at what people send me or stuff I see, and I get it all in my news report folder. And then I get so many stories in my folder, okay, that way I say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to make X amount of videos. I'm already set up, ready to go. You know, all my equipment is set up. I just do my stuff, and I can put it up. And then the thing is, what people don't understand, what takes the most time is the editing. And actually rendering the video is what takes the time. I could shoot about 15 videos in a row. It wouldn't bother me none, but I couldn't get them all up in a day because it takes the time to edit all this other stuff. You get tired of sitting there and all this other stuff.
You got to replay it over and over and over, and there'll be like one. Then there's like that one part where everything's fine, but then there's like a 2-second mistake that you have to edit out, so you have to keep playing it over and over so you can fix that one mistake. People don't understand that. It really is almost a job, and for some people,
it is a job. It's a job, and it's like especially the amount of content that I put out. And somebody recognized it the other day and said, "Man, you put out a lot of content. You do a radio show. You're trying to, you know, operate your website." He said, "Man, you really stretched out." I said, "Well, I'm glad somebody recognized it. You know what I'm saying? Because I do a lot of stuff. But I mean, but the thing is, a difference. Yeah, I said, yeah, and I have a job." You know, like I said.
And a family, too.
And a family. Like I say, Lord bless, if everything go right, I can eventually do this just as my job. But, you know, until then, I got, you know, like I say, I'm working a job. I'm doing this. I'm like I say, I got a family. And everything got to be done appropriately and spread out, you know, evenly. And like you said about the email, like one guy got mad at me the other day about that. And I'm like, I can't answer. And then if you send me a long book of an email, I may not read it. Like, and sometimes I may, but like, dude, like, and then it was something about, like I said, some project that you were passionate about. Well, you know, maybe sometimes you should do those projects because I got enough projects on my lap. I have a lot of projects going on. I'm always trying to improve. I'm always trying to upgrade. I'm always trying to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's kind of hard for me to even watch, like, other people, even YouTube videos, you know, unless somebody sent it to me or I'm in the middle of, making videos, I watch a lot of videos. Or if I'm just, like, can't sleep, then I watch videos when I'm laying in the bed. You know, my earphones on, so I won't disturb my wife with the sound. So she look at me funny. But that's the only way I can stay awake. I try to fall asleep and watch some people's videos on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, guys, understand that the YouTube thing, the radio thing, it is a job. At least, well, I'm going to say this much. It's like a job when you're trying to do it the right way. I mean, shoot, if I didn't care about nothing, I'm like, shoot, I just use my cell phone, put it up, and say, forget it.
Oh, Lord. No. No. I mean, I know some people that do that, but
there's nothing wrong with that. I have no issues with that. I don't. I mean, some people got good phones and good lighting. What they do their stuff at. There's nothing wrong with doing the phone a video with a cell phone. Some people just do this stuff as a hobby, and some people do this stuff as, okay, I'm trying to grow something out of it. And then that's when you really start, you know, changing things and really, you know, investing your time and investing your finances in equipment to do this stuff. I mean, you guys don't realize, like, how much stuff I've invested into, you know, this stuff. I mean, like, I need to be quoting money and stuff, but you, like I said, this particular Electro Voice microphone that I have here, price it. You know what I'm saying? But it was, I researched it as being one of the best in the business for the past 40 years, and I love my sound quality now. I used to hate my sound quality on my videos. You know what I'm saying? And you just got to try to just do things as you know, feel is right or that you see fit. You know, your stuff. A lot of people emailing me, oh, what should I do to start my YouTube channel? Man, I don't have the magic formula. I just put my videos out. Don't ask me nothing. I am not the, you know, people ask me this a lot lately about how you do this. I'm like, I just put up my videos. I don't understand, like, why they make it viewed or not. I don't know. Sometimes I don't be knowing that they're like, I mean, one person hit me up about that Kiki video, and they're like, man, how did you get so many, you know, views on that video? Like, man, I didn't realize they had that many views on it, because I be forgetting that the videos I put up. Because I put up so many. I got like, what, as a matter of fact, let me see. Before I release these other videos, I got 1,475 videos on that Viacho TV channel. I don't keep up with them. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm getting a lot of comments all of a sudden. And then I say, well, where are these comments coming from? Then I may check it then. But I don't even keep up with it. So I don't even have the magic formula, guys. I just think you should put up good content.
It doesn't even take a whole lot, too. Because some people, like you have, like you said, you got to do what you can. Because some people will think, okay, well, I have to go out and get a computer and a fancy lighting equipment and all that. Like, I've known people, like, there was this one YouTuber that I know. I don't want to give any free promotion, but he's made his video, like, he records his videos with his iPhone, and he doesn't really do any edits, and that's been his whole channel. All his videos are just videos uploaded from his cell phone straight to YouTube, and he just, the lighting is decent, the quality is decent, and that's it. And he's had, like, hundreds of thousands of subscribers and views, and it's just because people liked him for who he was. And he said that he knew that, I guess, video quality wasn't going to be his thing, but he won people over with his personality and the fact that he knows how to network. So it takes a whole lot, too, network, too.
Yeah.
Just YouTubing and blogging and all that stuff is not just you upload a video and it's done. You have to put your name out there. You have to get to know people. You have to talk to people. You got to answer questions. You have to collaborate with people so you can grow your channel. I mean, if you're doing it as a hobby, then it's not really that difficult. But when you actually do put a lot of time and effort into it, and you're going to say, I'm going to use this as a stepping stone to something greater, it takes a whole lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of hustling that go on behind the scenes that you got to, like you said, you got to be pushing your content on every social media page that you can, pushing it out there, talking to people, certain people hitting you up, paying attention to certain people that's retweeting your stuff or favoriting your stuff. Or it's like all kind of stuff, you know, that you got to do when you're on this social media thing. If you really want to, you know, you can, it's some money to be made on it. I'm not going to lie, but you got to hustle. It's like any other job. You got to hustle. If you want this to be your source of income and that's the thing, and you come up, you know, with your little business plan, do what you got to do and be willing to hustle and be willing to do a lot of, you know what I'm saying, like not sleeping as much sometimes, you know, paying attention, checking emails, checking this, checking that. You know what I'm saying? Like Ms. Gabrielle said, you know, hooking up with the right people, you know, to do what you got to do. I mean, it is, networking is great, and it's easy to do it through social media networking. It's so much easier to do it that way. I mean, so, you know what I'm saying? I just want to kind of put that out there about, you know, the video game and how it is. And, you know, it's not as easy as it looks. But make sure you tune in Tuesday. As we stated before, we're going to talk about these dudes wearing skirts at 7 p.m. Central Time. And, you know, I'm going to be there. Ms. Gabrielle is going to be there. And, we'll go ahead on and figure out what's wrong with this thing and how we can solve it, because it's just a little too much. Women deserve to have their shine. No man needs to be trying to take no woman's shine away from her. I mean, it's sad all this stuff is going on today. Make sure you look at my YouTube channels, the Advice Show TV and the Advice Show Media channels, because I will put up a few videos up here shortly. So you guys have a great evening and a great weekend.